We're going to build a wall. It's going to be built. It's not even, believe it or not, it's not even a difficult thing to do. From this day forward, America first. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. And Mexico will pay for the wall.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals.
What I say is what I say.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the I can do anything.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now. The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
You've met the Donald or Mr. T or a president-elect, Donald Trump. What's he really like?
I'm very fond of him. I'm lucky I spend a lot of time with him because I play golf with him every time he's here. And I've played golf with him in the States, and he's a character. He really is. He's Donald Trump. He's a unique man. I find him a very warm man. He's funny. There's a great buzz about him. A lot of the staff were talking here, you know, when we get word that he's making a visit, there's an excitement around the place.
Is you get excited. Excitement, or do you feel like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons is visiting? Is it all hands on deck? Oh, my goodness me.
No, not like that. I think, yes, all hands will be on deck because you want to, and you want to show off the property. But, you know, there is an excitement. There's an excitement to see him. He has that charisma. He arrives in. There's a bit of fanfare. It's fun. And I enjoy him. I must say, and you know, we have our odd little scrap, you know, about certain things that on the golf course or off the golf course, and golf related, like, because he's really, really into that. The scraps are good, you know, our little scraps are good, and they generally are very, very positive.
You look at both sides, I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. Then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that?
What are your highlights of the Trump presidency? What do you like about him?
His flamboyance. He was himself. He was not a politician, a businessman. And therefore he didn't fit the system.
Will you miss him?
Yes. But is he gone is the question. Because I can tell you now, one American TV station have been informed they must clear the decks for 72 hours tomorrow from 8 o'clock Eastern Time, America, for emergency broadcast. And I'm not joking. Dominion voting machines, and why was the voting all stopped? There's lots of contradictory evidence going around.
So would you be in the stop the votes camp? Stop the steal camp?
The vote was allegedly, yes. Yeah, the votes were stolen, yeah.
But
yeah.
You don't think that?
I do.
You do think that?
I do, yeah.
So would you be a Trump supporter?
I support democracy. Who runs the world is the question. And who? The very powerful forces in Wall Street. The City of London, and also other power points that did not want Trump in there.
I thought Beyonce ran the world.
Globally, he's a threat to certain power people, yeah.
So you'll miss Trump?
Is he gone is the question, and I challenge you that now. He's a man of surprises. He doesn't like losing is the point.
What was the best thing that Donald Trump did?
Bring jobs back to America.
Jobs?
The media they've been proven to tell lies.
The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able.
Today is Donald Trump's last day in office. What are your memories of him over the last 4 years, from his first day in office to perhaps the Capitol riots 2 weeks ago?
At first thought, he was a comical man. You know, I can't believe he was even elected president of the greatest country in the world.
But he didn't start any wars.
I have read that he has done a lot of good. I'd be friends with a lot of Americans on diabetic Facebook pages, and they're very split, and a lot of them have great stories to tell about him.
What do you like about him?
He did make me laugh. His, you know, a bit of sense of humour at times. I didn't take him seriously at
first. So you like the bluster, you like the arrogance and the fact that he perhaps spoke his mind and he wasn't a politician.
Yes, yes, I did. I have to give him that. I have to give him credit for that. But no, I think towards the end then it was farcical, you know. But he wasn't a politician, you know, he was a businessman. I suppose he tried to do something different, you know.
And your friends on Facebook who support Trump, why do they like him?
They think he is more for the people, for the lower class people.
So for the white working class?
Yes, definitely, most definitely, yeah, yeah. They reckon, you know, he helped them with regards wages, taxes, all that kind of thing, so, yeah.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
willing
to specifically
do, that, but
do it? Well,
go ahead, say, sir. I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. Do you want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
right wing. Who would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right wing.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
Oh, he's a bad man.
You must have something positive to say.
Huh?
You must have something happy.
Sure, look what he did. Think about it.
And where are you from in Ireland originally?
Tuam, kind of Galway.
Has he done anything good for Tuam?
He did nothing for us. You know that.
Do you have anything good
I don't
to say
think
about
Donald him? Will even miss Donald. Knew what he wanted and didn't know how to get it. I miss him on the telly giving out because we used to tune in for a good laugh.
So you would enjoy it for a good laugh?
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. He was some character all right, yeah.
So
I think he really was Irish.
Really?
Because he was a good character.
Well, he claims to have German heritage, but you think there was Irish in him?
Definitely, yeah, had to be.
And what did you like about his character? Was it the argumentativeness or what was it?
Yeah, it was that argument. He always had something and got it wrong. He's still trying to figure out what he done wrong.
And did you like that? The fact that he could be wrong, but he would keep digging?
Yeah, he'd backtrack and say, oh, well, I didn't mean that oil. We'll sort that out. We'll build a different wall or a fence or whatever.
So was that his biggest legacy, I suppose, building this wall between America and Mexico?
Yeah.
He managed to build some of it, not all of it.
That's how you know he was Irish. Because we like to put fences up.
Let's have trial by combat.
Now it is up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
We'll pause.
Protesters are in the building.
Thank you.
USA! 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 USA!
This is our country. This is our house. That's it.
This is our house.
This is our country.
This is our country.